أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first explained to us the obligation of qisas. يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم القصاص. Qisas was ordained upon us, equal retaliation. Then after that came the laws of drawing up a will. كتب عليكم إذا حضر أحدكم الموت إن ترك خير الوصية. The wasiyah. Allah explained the obligatory nature of the wasiyah, the will. Then Allah advised the testator, the one who draws up a will. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala advised the executor and the manager of the estate. Moving on to another obligatory act, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Again the very same expression. O you who have iman, كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الصِّيَامُ. Fasts have been obligated upon you. كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ. Just as fasts were obligated upon the previous nations, those who came before you. What's the objective of obligating fasts upon us? Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّكُونَ. So that you may attain Allah consciousness through your fasting. And this is the primary objective of every act of ibadah, more so when it comes to fasting. When a person is in a state of fasting, it's amazing, he experiences a very high level of Allah consciousness. He's very particular about everything. He will not misuse his gaze, he will not misuse his tongue, he will not misuse any of his organs. That's why Allah says it develops Allah consciousness in a person. أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودَاتٍ. Allah says it is a few numbered days, the days of fasting. فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيضًا. Allah says, however, if anyone from amongst you is sick, he falls ill, and the illness is unbearable, أو على سفرٍ, or he is upon a journey, he has undertaken a journey in the month of Ramadan when fasting is obligatory, فَعِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. Allah says for him there is concession. فَعِدَّةٌ, then a period, مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ, from other days. In other words, he will have to fulfill those missed fasts during some other time, during some other days after the month of Ramadan. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ فِدْيَةٌ طَعَامُ مِسْكِينٍ. Now this is a concession that did apply initially when fasting was obligatory upon a person. Allah says, and those who have the ability to fast. وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَهُ. Those who have the strength to fast, fidyatun ta'amu miskin, they have the option of fidya. What is fidya? Today we know fidya is that amount that is payable if one is unable to fast due to extreme illness or due to extreme old age. A person cannot fast. There's no way such a person can fast. Then we say that person must pay fidya for every fast that is missed. However, initially, the ruling was that a person, even if he or she had the strength to fast, they had the option of either fasting or paying a fidya for each fast that is missed. And the concession is explained here. Allah says, وَعَلَى الَّذِينَ يُطِيقُونَ. And those who have the strength to fast, fidyatun, they have the option to pay fidya, to pay the amount, ta'amu miskin, and feed a poor person, that is fidya. Where you feed a poor person. So the recipient of your fidya amount is the recipient of your zakah. Fidya cannot be given to anyone and everyone. That person must qualify as an eligible recipient of zakah. Again, here we have an example of where a ruling has been abrogated. The verse is still recited, but the ruling has been abrogated by the coming verses. فَمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ خَيْرًا فَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَهُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and whosoever does voluntary good deeds, it is better for him. وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ. Allah says, and fasting is better for you, though you have the option not to fast and pay fidya. But Allah says, وَأَن تَصُومُوا, but fasting is better for you, إِن كُنْتُمْ تَعْلَمُونَ, if you only knew. May Allah grant us the understanding.